Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from Palace Station on the Las Vegas Strip. Don Ahern joins us. He's the president and CEO of Ahern Equipment Rentals for the whole show on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved. And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
My name is Reed. NV Energy and the PUC sabotaged rooftop solar. They put me out of business. I had to cancel 250 projects and lay off 40 employees. And now, NV Energy wants to kill energy choice. They want to put profits above clean energy in the 34,000 jobs it will bring.
After the way NV Energy treated us, sorry, you left us no choice.
Competition means more clean energy jobs. Break up with NV Energy's monopoly by voting yes on question 3.
Sorry, NV Energy. It's over.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Palace Station in Las Vegas, we are pleased to welcome the head of Ahern Rentals, Don Ahern, back to the program. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
It's nice to be here.
Well, what's really nice is the last time we spoke, Nevada was in the depths of the recession. Everything was going south. And you were doing your best to maintain and keep your company going, and now it's back to being a thriving enterprise again. So congratulations. You know you're a real businessman when you can survive a recession like that.
Well, it was great to have survived it. I hope I never have to do that again.
Me and you both, my friend.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what's going on. First of all, let's talk about the unemployment rate in Nevada, especially here in Southern Nevada. Is there anybody in construction that wants a job that doesn't have a job?
Well, my answer would be no. There is nobody available. Now, I'm sure there technically is, but we're having a real hard time losing our workforce, you know, in the rental industry, in the manufacturing industry here in Southern Nevada. We're having a hard time losing our employees to the construction industry because they pay so much more.
So you've got $20 billion approximately in projects coming online over the next couple of years in Southern Nevada. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do in terms of bringing people here? Are you looking to other areas of the country where things are not as good as they are in Nevada to bring people to the state? How is that working?
Well, we're currently involved in some projects that we've kind of ramped up in terms of recruiting, and we are bringing people in from out of state to work for us. More in the middle management, the upper management levels and so forth. But in terms of welders, assembly workers, mechanics, technicians, and all of the truck drivers and stuff, we just really ramped up our recruiting efforts. And wages are, you know, you have to pay more these days than you did before. I can tell you Southern Nevada is got a major problem in this, in what you're identifying here, but other parts of the United States that we're in have the same problem, and in a very few number of places, it's even worse. You know, for example, the Bay Area in Northern California.
But and you know, you look at places like Texas, Florida, They're also having major construction projects going on because of the damages from hurricanes. So we're competing with those workers as well.
Yeah, we are. And I can tell you that we have the same problem in those areas as well. But you just have to over-recruit. You have to hire everybody that you can possibly get your hands on. It's really not a time to be totally picky. We have what we call the Ahern Academy, where we do a lot of training. So we've really stepped up our game there. We're throwing a lot of money at that project, and we're putting on schools, trying to recruit from, you know, the young people coming out of some of these tech schools. And there's not a lot of tech schools. I think this is an area that very honestly, society has really kind of missed it. I think we missed it as a country here by pushing all these kids into university. You know, we should have been pushing more into the tech schools and teaching these people their trades. So our education system has dropped a lot of the hands-on training and automotive and woodworking and all of those things over the last two decades, and we're now paying a price for it. So we're having to train our own people now.
I was raised in England, and the school system there was that when you hit 16, you made a decision either you were going to go on to try and get into university, because not everybody got to go to university, or you would go into a trade, or you'd just get a regular job. You know, it seems to me that we need that kind of system in this country, because we're pushing so many kids into the university system, and it doesn't make sense. They don't even know what they want to study when they get there, let alone having a degree that they can use when they leave.
Well, you know, the cost of university has gotten so outrageous. A lot of it's gotten too high because too many government grants, too many government intervention, and if people were made to pay their way, and the universities had to fight for those dollars a little harder, I think that would have been a little more in balance. But the university just isn't affordable to many, many of the young people, you know, entering the workforce. And at the same time, if they can't afford to go to university, then what are their options? The trade schools and so forth, God bless the ones that are out there, but there aren't enough of them. You know, so we as an organization, our own company, is having to, you know, basically go out and do training to which we would hope that the education system would be producing people with trade skills, you know. So you got trade skills that relate to the construction industry. That's one thing. But trade schools that relate to manufacturing and mechanical work, repairs of mobile hydraulic equipment and so forth, is not much of it done out there.
And what people don't understand is this has actually become a sexy industry, that it's all computers. There's lots of things that kids would be interested in if they knew that these kind of jobs were available. And, you know, you're not going to employ as many people, but the amount of productivity you're going to get from the people who are involved is going to be much greater.
Well, I can tell you there's been a giant paradigm shift in our equipment over the last few years, mostly because of the environmental and the exhaust emissions part of it that has caused all our equipment now to be totally computerized. A mechanic now is tied to a laptop. The box of tools is no longer his primary tool in the service truck. His primary tool is a computer, and he hooks to a website. He's looking up fault codes and trying to understand what those fault codes mean, and then tracking out what is the repair sequence when you get this code or that code. So it's all turned around now. The mechanics really don't, put a pressure gauge on something or track out electricity through a wiring harness as much as they used to. Now it's all computerized.
Now
very high tech.
You're doing manufacturing all over the world, correct?
I am.
What do you think about these tariffs?
Well, I can tell you that Donald Trump is my hero. And let it be known, I love him. But I'm not.
And you're not alone.
Okay. But these tariffs are not working for us. It's causing us to have a lot of cost increase. Now, there's a lot of complexity in these tariffs. We buy millions and millions of tons of steel for our units. We produce over 12,000 pieces of equipment per year. And the cost of steel, every one of it is made from steel that we utilize. Every component we buy is made out of steel. I mean, the amount of rubber and plastic is not measurable in the products we build. So everything is really going up. It's going to eliminate any opportunity in life for us to export our equipment out of the United States. So we're building in China, New Zealand, as well as U.S., and also in England, up in the Northeast. You said you're from England.
Right.
Yeah, so we're up in Newcastle. You probably know where Newcastle is.
I know their beer very well.
Yeah, right. You remember. So I don't know. I do hope that these tariffs are kind of a path to get to where we need to be, which is basically free trade and no tariffs going either way. Because as we ship equipment into China, you know, we've always been hit with a 9% tariff on our products going in there, which really just eliminates our ability to go into China with our products, because you can build it cheaper in China for the domestic use in China. So there's has been in the past no opportunity to sell our products into China. That's why we're manufacturing in China now.
Yes, ironic to say the least.
All
right, let's take a break. More with Don Ahern when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Don Ahern. He heads up Ahern Rentals with operations across the world. You said that Donald Trump is your hero. A lot of people don't understand the good things that Donald Trump is doing. Would you enumerate a few of those that make you happy about him being president?
Well, I just think he's the most fabulous negotiator I've ever seen. I wish I could hold a candle to him, but what he's done for our country, he saved our country, in my opinion. Yeah, I'm not sure where we would be had it gone the other direction. Some of the biggest problems we've got as a businessman, at least for me, has been health care. And although he didn't get that passed, he almost did, but he has made a lot of changes to the Affordable Health Care Act, and things are getting a little bit better. But I see health care as my biggest problem, and I'm really encouraged and believe that he's going to come back and get this Obamacare taken away and solve some of these problems. But this is the biggest problem I've got in retaining employees, you know. A lot of it has to do with not only the employees, but what their wives and their spouses are thinking. So health care is very important to me for my employees, and we've had to just suck it up and throw more money at it.
And a lot of people don't understand, because they look at their paycheck And you say, well, how much do you pay for healthcare? Well, I pay $40 a month. Well, yeah, you're paying $40 a month, but your employer is paying $640 as the match, correct?
Yeah.
And that's what's killing business.
Yeah. So each business can kind of dictate how they parcel up this pie of money. In my organization, we spend, in the United States here, we spend about $15 million a year in healthcare cost. And less than a few years ago, we were at $5 million. Now, a lot of this has come from some growth of the company. The company's grown a lot, and that's beautiful. But year in, year out, anywhere from 12 to 20% increases annually every year. And in order to achieve those types of increases, we had to actually reduce the coverage for our employees. And I always wanted to be an employer that really gave our employees the best health care program known to mankind. Now, yeah, I'm a Trump supporter and all that, but I really believe that health care should be a kind of a government problem, not an employer problem, because this causes employees to move around. It causes us to have all kinds of problems within the ranks of our people.
But do you even see it as sustainable? Because, the last year as an independent businessman, the last year that I was paying for health insurance before Medicare, I was paying $750 a month, and that gave me nothing. Yeah. No prescription benefits, no negotiations on behalf of me. So whatever the cost was that the doctor's office wanted to charge or hospital, whatever, the full amount was coming to me up to $7,000. Yeah. That's not sustainable.
Yeah, as your deductible or
right. What
have you. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
In the old days, a deductible actually covered something. I mean,
yeah. It
didn't necessarily give you money back, but at least if the doctor's rate was $300 and the negotiated rate from their insurance company was $150, you paid the $150. But in the most recent years, none of that's been available.
Yeah. Well, we swallowed a 12.9% increase here just a few months ago as we renewed. It actually was in the end of June. And then we just took a flat $1 million, and we took $1 million out of the company that would otherwise fall to the bottom line, and moved it over and redistributed that $1 million to our employees that have families, because the family coverage is what really gets out of line. To be honest with you, the employees themselves that are actually working for us aren't the ones that cause a lot of medical cost. It's the children and the spouses is where it goes. But, as a businessman, we enjoy having somebody that works for us that has a family and is that kind of a person. So we decided we'd do something, and we were able to bring that $1 million we were able to redistribute and get our costs from about $1,400 down to about $800 a month for family. Problem is, the employee now doesn't know. He just thinks medical health costs have gone down.
Right.
And they don't know what's really going on. And I can tell the medical community, I'm pretty disappointed in them, because you've got doctors, hospitals, and insurance companies charging you beyond what they should charge you. The tort system doesn't work right. The doctors are claiming that because they got to run all these tests because the lawyers are going to sue them. And it's a real mess, and it needs to be a government problem. I'm really ashamed of John McCain for killing of the health care. Now, I've really got off on health care here.
No,
and maybe
that's
not where you want to go.
No, but, and that's fine.
But I'm just telling you what my biggest cry is.
Listen, this is a huge issue in this country.
It's huge.
And I don't see where it's getting fixed. And over the years, I've been doing these kind of interviews since the early 90s. And every doctor I talk to tells me they're not making any money. Every hospital I talk to tells me they're not making money. I talk to the insurance companies, they're not making any money. Yeah. Well, who the heck is making all this money?
Well, I think they're all making a lot of money myself. I think they are. Who's the biggest crook? We have situations right now where we've now got some people in our office that are starting to watch the claims, and we have what we... there's a term called upcoding, where you go to a doctor and they do four or five things to you, and they play with these codes, And a lot of times if you're, for example, you go into a skin doctor, you get this thing fixed, and you got another one here and another one here and another one here. So it's $100, take the first one off, and $10 and $10 and $10. Well, they name each one of them a different thing, so it's $100, $100, $100. That's called upcoding. But anyhow, there's games being played, and we're getting more involved. Now that we got $15 million a year going on, so we've actually started within our legal department. We've got some people now working tight with our HR department, and we're starting to get after a bunch of these people that are cheating the system.
It's funny, when you got $15 million floating out the company towards health costs, you're going to start looking at the bottom line.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. More with Don Ahern when we come back.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't going to let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation here at Palace Station with Don Ahern. He heads up Ahern Rentals. So I've got a question for you. I hope you have a solution. So in northern Nevada, we've got a boom going on. We've got the Tesla effect. We've got Switch. We've got Google. We've got Apple, Microsoft. All these companies are just booming.
Right.
And it's changing the economy of northern Nevada and diversifying it in a great way. The problem is, over the next 10 years, we need 50,000 housing units. That's 5,000 a year for the next 10 years. We're not seeing those kind of housing units going in. I mean, we're seeing stuff on the drawing boards for about 10,000 houses, but it's going to be 3 or 4 years before they're even done. Does your company offer any ideas for what we can do in terms of housing shortage?
Well, I'm very familiar with that. You know, we have four locations up in that northern Nevada environment, Reno and Gardnerville and Tahoe, and the last one being out of McCarran. And McCarran's a small city out there where Tesla is and Switch and those other organizations you talked about. So all I can tell you is that we're involved in trying to find a solution. You know, many of our employees up there have had a big problem, you know, and you kind of, now we're having to kind of pay them a little more. Could give you some examples, but of where we're having to pay people more in order to live there, and they can't even find a place. One of my key people in area manager up there, we purchased a house on wheels, and we can't even find a place to park the house.
Oh.
So it really is a big problem. But you know, you mentioned Ahern Rentals, and that is the biggest gorilla we got, but we do have Extreme Manufacturing, which manufactures the forklifts, and Snorkel builds the items that carry people up in the air, scissors and booms. And another product we build is cubes, and we're now building hotels and hotel rooms. We're pre-manufacturing these hotel rooms in our factory. It comes with a hallway and everything, and all bolts together and makes a big old hotel.
Well, this was kind of the direction I was going in because of your experience in the Dakotas
right.
with all the drilling there. They had no housing, and your company was the one that jumped in with housing.
Right. Right. We kind of cut our teeth up there on some of that. But this product, we call Extreme Cube Corporation, we're having a lot of luck with it. It's absolutely one of the fastest parts of our business growing. And we're doing laboratories out of these things. But the idea is you can stack them up, clear up to seven stories, and you can make a 250. We've got a building we're doing, hotel out here by the Raiders Stadium that we're going to be doing. And our product particularly lends itself well to areas like McCarran up in Tesla, you mentioned. So we're trying to do that, but can we solve their problem? I don't think so. They need a lot of housing.
We certainly
and
do.
They've got another problem, not only housing, but they've got highway problems. You know, Highway 80 coming out of Reno, you know, you have an accident, which you do real regularly, you know, pretty much stops the whole flow of people from the Reno. And they did put in the road going out the backside, headed south down toward Dayton and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, USA Parkway.
Yeah, USA Parkway. And that's been a big help. So, but I think that, you know, we're a few years away, and with what's coming, there's going to be a problem. It's going to be a bubble, and it's going to be a problem.
And you know, I know this may not be a popular idea, but with not having Senator Reid in Washington, D.C. for those federal funds, it's going to be hard to find that money to do what needs to be done with the freeways there.
Yeah.
and that's where we're going to leave it, apparently.
The money needs to come from somewhere.
All right. A good place to leave it. Okay. Congratulations on your continued success. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll be right back.
All right, Sam.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Our thanks to the staff and management of Palace Station for letting us tape our shows here. We'll see you on the next broadcast.